Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. And your answers will be confidential. So are yours, anyone in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or inactive in any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So that would be a no. So, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
According to what?
To your
prices
own...
Prices are exorbitant.
Well, in general, based on your own criteria, like, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track, based on what you think?
The wrong track.
The wrong track? All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm going to ask you just a few short proposals that may appear on your ballot this November, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
No against it.
All right. Would that be definitely no against or probably no against?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right. So since ballot language can sometimes be a little difficult to understand, I'm just going to basically read it again, but in a much more simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use, and it would be paid by for a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor? No.
No.
Definitely no.
Never.
Or probably no.
No, forever. Never. Ever.
All right. So now, if you were to know that this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $9 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes or no?
No. That's 90 bucks in my pocket. No.
All right. Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely.
So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years.
Ask me the same thing all the time. It's no. I'm not voting anything for yes on any taxes.
All right. Well,
Period. End of statement.
All right. Well, this is a different question. So for this question, it's more varied. So it says, it would cost the average homeowner $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal would raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
No.
About $3.3
million. We have enough trails. Walk on the streets.
All right. And now number three says, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year, and the cost to the average homeowner about $9 per year. And the last one says,
no.
I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be
I
raised.
I oppose all
trails.
Of it. Anything
right.
that raises taxes, forget it. I'm not voting for it.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, holding line on property taxes and reducing government spending, making housing more affordable, fighting crime and drugs and providing public safety, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats.
I would lower all my taxes.
I'm sorry, so you would say that the most pressing issue is holding line on property taxes?
Yes, anything
that's
that holds the line. I don't want to spend any more.
All right.
I'm
so
on a pension, and I don't have any extra money to be tossing out in stupid-ass crap for public transportation.
All right. So now I'm going to give you kind of a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County, that you may be familiar with. So you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. So your city or township government?
Stinks.
So would you say, like, very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Stinks means unfavorable, totally unfavorable.
All right. Grand Traverse County government?
It stinks.
So
they
also
don't do anything to help anybody.
All right. In Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
That's a pain in the butt. Walk on the sidewalks where you have people that you can go to, and if somebody's bothering you, you can't do anything if anybody's bothering you on those stupid trails.
So would you say that you think you vote very unfavorable for this then?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, all right. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I don't trust anybody in government to spend anything wisely. They don't use their heads.
So would that be like probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Definitely.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve.
Disapprove.
Each of the following, all right, but each of the following ways to spend this money. So the first one is to improve connectivity for residents between schools, places, shops, and parks.
You got school buses to take them to school, and school buses to take them back, so they don't need any other crap.
So would you say that you strongly
disapprove? They don't like it, drive them themselves. What?
All right, so would you say that you strongly disapprove of this then, or are you somewhat disapprove?
I don't approve of the, what was the question again?
So I'm going to give you a few, like, brief, short statements. And if you could tell me if you would strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve of spending the money for these kind of statement things. So the first one is to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Would you strongly approve that the money would be used for that? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
All right. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
I disapprove. You don't need them.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To protect open space and from residents in commercial development.
Don't develop anymore. Strongly disapprove.
To promote health and wellness.
Average.
So would that say you, like, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Use them.
So would you say you somewhat
disapprove
or strongly? Strongly, all right. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
How much longer does this go on?
Oh, it's very, very short. We're about 30% done.
Well, 30% is 70% to go. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm a sick old lady, and I don't want to do this anymore. Goodbye.
Have a good rest of your day.